Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, 7:49 in the morning. Our Noodaloo 2. We actually sell these at our hardware store. I was just looking at these the other day. And I don't want to give away. Why don't you take a listen? If you're doing any kind of holiday lights and you want to have more control, take a listen to this.
Okay, Thanksgiving is past. That means it's officially time to bust out the holiday decor and start making things merry and bright. But it's so old school to plug in your lights. I mean, who has time to remember to turn them on or off? Or, heck, even bend down that far, right? Okay, so yes, I have heard of a timer, but it's 2016. There's an app for that. And that phrase holds true in regards to this week's Noodaloo 2. Control and monitor your lights, or really any lamp or appliance, with your smartphone from anywhere with the Woods Wyon indoor and or outdoor Wi-Fi outlets. With the outdoor stake outlets, you can plug up to 3 plugs into the one stake. You can turn on or off your holiday decorations from the warmth of your home. Simple control, all at your fingertips. You just download the app, connect your device to your smartphone using your existing Wi-Fi network, and begin controlling your device from anywhere. They also sent us the indoor Wi-Fi outlet, which the Smithwick tree is plugged into right now. And again, with a touch of my finger, now it's on. Now it's off. Now it's on. Now it's off. I'm telling you, this is the best game. I can guarantee you my husband is at home right now thinking the house is possessed. You can find out more information at buywyon.com. That's BUYWION.com. The indoor plug goes for $34.99. The outdoor 3-plug stake goes for $39.99. And I will put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay. You like this.
I do, because I've never used one before, and now that it's in my possession, it's kind of cool and convenient. Like, we were gone and we were away this week, and, you know, you want to have the lights on in the home, make it look like someone's home. Because, by the way, we forgot to close our garage when we went up to Green Bay. We came home, and there was a note from the police on my car.
Did they close it?
They did. They closed it.
You live in a nice neighborhood.
Well, you can't be too careful.
Right. Well, you know there's an app for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Next week, stay tuned for next week's news.
Actually, the people at Chamberlain with their, what's it called? We know this.
One click?
No.
One stop shop?
No. Anyway, you leave your garage door open, it sends you a text.
Oh, really?
And then you can close it from your phone.
Ooh, that is cool.
So now that one, I like that.
You don't like this one?
No. I like this too. I really do think that these companies are, this is a millennial thing, you know.
Yes.
You know, you're a millennial.
I don't know if I like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. you loved it like a year ago.
I like
you were
the age.
All
I'm
over
very
it.
Young and hip.
Right. I think this is, so, you know, if you're, an old fart like that I'm becoming, I'm like, okay, well, I just set a timer. I want the lights to go on at 4 and I want them to go off at 3 in the morning or whatever.
Right.
But everybody likes to have this kind of control.
Right.
And I will tell you that, for instance, now this is, okay, we set up our Christmas tree. We have a home in southeastern Wisconsin, and that's where we hosted our Thanksgiving. And we set up Christmas the night of Thanksgiving.
She's like you had nothing else to do.
She's exhausting.
Oh,
and geez. Bring down it.
Oh my gosh!
I think she left. Hopefully, she's not listening. My lovely wife. Never have you ever seen me happier. Have you ever known me happier?
No.
Never been happier. So happy. But so we set the timer up for that Christmas tree, right? So it goes on at whatever 4 in the afternoon, and stays on until, you know, because we're not there. Right? And it turns off at 3 or whatever in the morning. But when you're up there, you want the tree on all the time.
Right.
Well, the timer's like tucked behind the thing and it's not that easy to get to. And then you got to turn the timer on and this and that.
I know. And your back hurts. I'm sure. I know.
Okay. So now I just, now I like, I want this. Well, I have it. We sell it at our hardware stores. But for that reason, or for instance, you have your holiday lights, got the timer set up, and it's one of those dark days. Mm-hmm. And you come to the house, oh, I wish the lights were on. You can override it because it has a timer too.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what I will tell you is, this is by the company called Woods, that Woods makes a bunch of different timers. They're smart about this, right? This is a heavy-duty, when you open this timer, when you open up this this product up, the Wi-Fi yardstick, you'll see that it's a really well-made item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sturdy. And you feel like, huh, it's worth the $30 investment because I'm going to have this for a while.
Right.
And got a 6-foot cord. You can use it for landscape lights. It's really durable. And it has 3 covered electrical outlets that you can put on there. And then with the advent of all the LED lights, I mean, you literally could control everything out in front of your house by this one thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it even tells you your usage. I'm on the app right now. It'll tell you, like,
your electrical usage,
average cost.
Right. Yeah. So it's cool. I like that whole aspect of the ability to override the timer based on conditions or, you know, whatever. You're having a party and people are coming over and they're coming over there too, and you want to have the lights on just so it adds a mood to it or whatever, or from a security standpoint. I like it a lot.